Hope you had a great weekend, and you know that you didn't get pinched over the St. Patrick's Day holiday.
Like Murphy did for not wearing green on St. Patty's Day.
And I don't mean in the mafia way, by the way.
Hey, when you get pinched, you know what that is. Arrested, that's all.
Yes.
It's not like getting whacked.
Well, it's better than getting whacked, yeah.
Exactly. Okay, guys, to start, we mentioned this story in the Hollywood Outsider the other day that Ben Affleck finally sort of revealed what J-Lo leaned over and said to him at the Grammys when, you know, it became that meme where she said something in his ear and he was like, ugh.
Yeah.
He looked so...
And that's the moment everybody caught.
Yeah. The cameras went to them in that moment. So he finally revealed what she said to him. She had said, don't you dare leave, because he had picked on her about, I'm going to just leave. Apparently, it's an inside joke with them because, and I think this is such a spouse thing, he explained that he was bored. Even though it's the Grammys and the rest of the world thinks that's glitz and wonderful, he's bored at a music thing. He's in film. And he said that's just a spouse work thing. For him, that's being like at a work thing. And that's a spouse thing. If you guys don't, are you not interested in your spouse's work?
Yeah.
Or what they do? You know, you can go to
I understand that, but they're both in that industry. So
I know.
It's not like he didn't know anybody there.
I know.
Well, and it's the Grammys.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, take me. Yeah. I'll go.
I know. This is just his who he is in his life. He was bored in that moment. Apparently, before they left for that particular engagement, she also told him, look, have fun tonight, okay? You're a fun guy, but you seem so serious to people. Apparently, she's trying to kind of coach him on how to behave in public. Hmm. But I just thought that was a funny...
He does come off as a serious person.
I know.
Yeah.
I think that he's got a lot going on internally in his brain. You know,
he's a thinking person. He's cerebral.
Right. Yeah. And he may have a lot of internal, like, there could be... turmoil, you know, going on with him.
Right.
He's had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Just, you know, changing his life and getting married doesn't take all of that away.
It is tricky that, you know, a camera can catch 3 seconds of something
right.
and take on its own life and not even really be what it appears to be at all.
That's what he says, she says. Don't you dare think about leaving. That was a cute little inside joke.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider at 6:20, and next, Sam has music news.
Yeah, well, Keith Urban had to ask Nicole permission to do in concert.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by AutoZone.
Jody, I do promise we'll get to Keith Urban and what he had to ask permission for from Nicole. That's coming up. But first, Louis Capaldi, he's got a brand new documentary coming out on Netflix called How I'm Feeling Now. And it kind of focuses on, you know, he came out of nowhere. Blockbuster first album, blockbuster tour, 0 to 60, just straight out the gate. Mm-hmm. This is kind of follow him, like when he goes back, because he lives with his parents. He goes back to his parents' house after that first tour.
Oh, whoa.
And the pressure that's on him. Okay, now you got to top that album.
Oh, no.
He said, I have a whole lifetime to put that album together. And now this one, I only got 18 months.
I feel like I'm in a race against the clock. Mm. To get my mental health in order.
Oh.
And other people are depending on me to get better. And I know that.
It does address a lot of his mental health and the fact that he has Tourette's, and a lot of times that does hit him on stage while he's performing. So this one's coming up in May on Netflix if you want to check it out about Louis.
So it's very serious stuff. Mm-hmm.
Now, for Keith. This
Get
past weekend,
it.
He wrapped up his first Vegas residency. For the first phase of the current Vegas residency.
I follow him.
And this song
so
right
I know
here.
There's more coming.
Apparently a very special moment in his concert in Vegas because he shows videos of he and Nicole's wedding.
Oh.
From 2006. Apparently the private videos that have never been shared before.
Whoa.
In order to do this, he had to ask Nicole.
Sure.
Is it okay if I share some of these videos? So he said this was... The only song he would want to use those videos for.
Oh, wow.
And that's why he includes it in the concert, and that's why he uses the videos as well.
Oh.
Now, he wrapped up this past weekend. He's coming back in June if you still want to go see him in Vegas.
You think?
That's beautiful. That's
oh
a treat.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Zappos Theater. I know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Zappos, Planet Hollywood. And Def Leppard has a new album coming out on May the 19th. Now, you know this song. But
Animal.
You don't know it this way. That's the London Philharmonic right behind him there.
Oh, whoa.
They did a bunch of their greatest hits, redid the vocals, and it's all with the orchestra. It's called Drastic Symphonies.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, you're going to have Hysteria on there, Pour Some Sugar on Me, all the good ones.
Wonderful.
With an orchestra.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by eBay.
Guess who's launched a horror production company because he loves horror movies? Slash.
From Guns N' Roses?
Is there another Slash?
Well, I guess not.
Which Slash are we talking about?
Oh, the other Slash.
Well, it has been about 30 years since they've had a hit.
He's launched this new... Hey, so what? GNR, it doesn't matter. They can't... All right, well, we'll argue about that later. He loves this genre, and he wants to be a part of making really good, like... Back in the day, like, I don't know.
He's critical of current horror movies as they're not horror enough.
Right. He thinks they're too light.
Yeah.
So, yay, good for him. And, you know, maybe he'll put the hat in the logo or something.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be cool. Murphy, your favorite, one of your favorites from Mad Men, actress Christina Hendricks.
I love Christina Hendricks.
Is engaged. To her boyfriend that she's been dating for a while. His name is George Bianchi. He's in the industry. He's like behind the scenes. She wrote on her Instagram, "We proposed to each other and we said yes."
Oh.
And we're going to, I love and will care for him forever, is what she put.
Oh, that is sweet.
I know. Hmm. She's been divorced for what, 2 years now? And she's been quietly dating him.
When she was divorced, was Don trying to hit on her?
Okay. Stop.
It's not
Sam.
The TV show, Sam.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Murphy, I have a secret to share with you about something going on at your and Jody's house. Murphy, I have a secret to share with you.
Okay, what
and
is it?
Don't
Sam?
Worry, it's not about me
or okay.
Who I've married this
okay,
time.
Sam.
Yeah.
This is about something going on at your house right now, Murphy.
Okay.
And Jody, Jody and I were talking earlier, and she shared with me about White Lotus, the TV show White Lotus.
The goal is to disappear behind our masks as pleasant.
And the reason being is I had tried to start watching it and just didn't catch it, but she says she's like 3 or 4 episodes in.
I'm 6 in.
And after you get past the first episode, it took.
I think that you will like it. I think you should give it another try because it does start to move more quickly, and it's funny and crazy and different.
Jody was watching the show, as you know, yesterday, Murphy, and apparently you walked in and Phoebe and Taylor walked in at separate times, your daughters, and started throwing questions at Jody about the show.
Yes.
Which, I didn't know that the girls had asked questions.
Yeah. And the whole thing, this all boils down to Jody needs this show by herself.
I do. I want it by myself.
Yeah.
So much so.
Not a couple share show, not a share with the daughter show.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not interested in the couples part of it. I'm cool with not watching it. The question that I had, there was a whole lot of screaming and freaking out that was going on the screen. And, you know, it's very distracting. So,
you walked in at a very key, important scene. And as soon as I see Murphy walking out, I'll pause it so that he doesn't go, "What's going on here?" Because 6 episodes in, it would take me 20 minutes to tell you what's going on. I don't want to give you a play-by-play on a show that you're not watching. In other words, it's my show. And Taylor and Phoebe didn't know they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor's rarely at the house. What are you watching? Is that White Lotus? I've heard it's good. She almost wanted to sit right down. I'm like, I'm 6 episodes in. I can't allow you to sit down. And Phoebe, the same thing within the same 20 minutes. Is this White Lotus? I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to go to a friend's house and watch this alone. I don't know. I think that a lot of working women, working moms want and need that. Yeah. I need something of my own.
Yeah.
And it's not always a book that I can fall into.
So I get that. So one question is, what am I supposed to watch?
What? Something of your own.
Is there another TV in the house?
3 things you need to know today.
Number one, it's been spring break. And officials in Miami Beach have imposed a curfew there after excessively large and what they say have been unruly crowds. And there were 2 separate shootings, actually, over the weekend. And this is the 3rd straight year that they've done this in Miami Beach.
Wow.
For it, like curfew and a state of emergency in place during spring break.
Okay.
They're really going to have to, like, beef up security in the future because, you know, they want the tourism.
They want the dollars, but they don't want the nonsense.
They can't have that. Unruly crowds. Number two, and there's an L.A. neighborhood, according to the L.A. Times, where residents on Highland Park Street, to be specific, are getting multiple Uber Eats deliveries for weeks and weeks, and they didn't order them. They're not paying for them.
Why?
It's coming from McDonald's, coming from Starbucks, Shamrock Shakes and lattes and McCrispy chicken sandwiches. They don't know. The drivers don't have much information except they get the orders and they're told where to go. Huh. Uber Eats corporate said they're looking into certain accounts and trying to take action. It's like there's some sort of glitch.
Maybe it's a nice person sending food to a neighborhood.
It's either a glitch or someone sending food to a neighborhood. Exactly. And number three, today is the first day of spring. Everybody loves fall, but you love spring. You just don't maybe give it the, you don't check that box as your favorite. It's also the vernal equinox.
Yes.
A day when most of us get about 12 hours, exactly 12 hours of daylight.
Ooh, enjoy.
Three things to know today. Sam, remember in that After the Show podcast you did the other day about how you're not going to tell doctors jokes anymore because they're in doctor brain and they don't get it?
Right. Or they might get it, but they don't acknowledge it. Yeah, they're in doctor brain. They're trying to help you. They're there for medical problem, your medical issue. They don't want you throwing jokes out.
And you're right. They don't acknowledge it sometimes. Yeah. It just doesn't land. If the joke doesn't land for somebody like you, that's devastating.
It's not even a ha-ha obligatory chuckle. It's just, wait, what?
That's different by personality, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Or is it more of a timing thing?
No, it's... The doctors act that way.
Well, I have to tell you this because I went to the doctor the other day and I made my doctor laugh. I'm sorry to tell you that, but let me tell you what was going on. There was something minor, minimally like traumatic for me. We did the whole checkup and everything, and then he wanted to look in my ears. He's like, let me look in your eardrums.
Are you going to share the joke with us too?
Yeah, I'll share the joke. Okay, good.
What, did you see through the other side?
He wanted to look at my eardrums, and he's like, whoa, you got a lot of wax in here. I'm like, I'm supposed to have wax. He goes, yeah, but Jody, do you wear earbuds a lot? I'm like, I wear earbuds for 8 hours a day. He goes, you push them in constantly? I'm like, yeah. He's like, you've got a lot. Can we clean your ears? I'm like, I don't know if I want you to clean my ears. And sure enough, he started cleaning them, digging in, couldn't get it out, wanted me to lay down on my side. And I had forgotten. It's like, it was something I'd meant to tell him and I'd forgotten, but whatever. I just, you know, you go to the doctor and you mean to bring things up and you forget. As soon as I'm laying down on my side, I'm like, oh, I remember. I scheduled that scope thing you wanted me to do. And I remembered because he had me laying down.
Yeah.
And he thought that was hysterical. And it was in the moment. In other words, he had me lay down and that's when I remembered, oh, I have a scope procedures one day soon, and I needed to tell him.
Okay.
Because he's my general.
He might have laughed because it was a medical joke.
It was a medical joke. I'm sorry. Does that bother you?
Just general jokes, yeah.
Anyway, he poured peroxide in my ears.
Oh.
And loosened things up and cleaned them out. I can hear your thoughts today.
Okay.
So I'm here to tell you.
I want to thank you for this because now I know next time I'll try out a medical joke.
Needs to be in their world.
We'll see if it works.
Or start by getting your ears cleaned.
Yeah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
7:50, Jody has three things to know today. And coming up next, your comments from our Facebook page.
Including one very creative thing to let your dog do while you're gone all day.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
We love to hear from you there. Let's check some comments. Dawn jumped in and said, we talk about the dogs all the time. And she said that she loves YouTube live TV for her dogs. She says, my lab has such bad separation anxiety. I put the TV on. He goes into his crate and just chills. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. YouTube live TV for dogs. Dawn, thank you. I didn't know it existed. We have a TV in the family room where the dog crates are. I mean, we need to rock this for our dogs. This is it, right?
It looks like it's just, you know, soothing music and then dogs.
What are they doing?
They're on the beach.
In this case, they're running down the beach. You know what? I could actually produce video like this. All the guys, he's walking along with his camera on the ground. And the dogs are running out in front of him and around. But it's kind of peaceful.
It's lovely.
Yeah, man. That can put me to sleep.
Dogs are, animals are, susceptible to the same sort of stimuli that we are. And they say that at shelters around the country, animal shelters, that where they can afford to do it and have the means to do it, they pipe in relaxing music. And a shelter is a stressful place for dogs.
So my mom's not crazy for leaving the radio on for the dogs.
No, yeah, I can say, well, if you think about it, you know, if you get excited in front of your dogs get excited. Maybe it's the same thing with other outside
stimuli. They're susceptible to energy, and music has a certain energy.
I wonder if we played, like, pan flute music, if it would drive them as crazy as it drives me.
That's not the goal, to drive them crazy, though.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, some things just aren't soothing.
And they can't request anything different.
They can't. Aw. Also from our Instagram, Karen sent this in for you, Murphy, was listening about the mercury at your dad's house, trying to figure out how to dispose of it. Yeah. Have you contacted schools or universities? Maybe they'd be willing to take it for their science departments.
Yeah, I think this is a hazardous transport situation, you know?
What?
File that somewhere.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I really don't know what's legal. It's not like I'm going to walk up onto a university campus and say, hey, look, can you point me to the science department?
She's only suggesting
I love the idea.
Like, email and ask the question.
Yeah, help me to.
Nobody's saying dangerous transportation.
Yeah, I got a bucket of mercury here. Anybody want it?
Thank you, Dawn and Karen. We do love hearing from you anytime. Hit us up on Facebook or Instagram.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by eBay.
Taylor Swift's Epic Eras Tour kicked off this weekend. Would you like some reviews?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
It kicked off in Arizona.
I know. Arizona. That's what they should have named it. Okay, anyway, 44 songs.
Yeah.
3 hours and 15 minutes. And the reviews? Glowing. It's a towering live experience. Those are some of the reviews. It's basically a greatest hits concert.
Yeah.
Okay,
did you see the videos this weekend?
I saw some of them. Of the clothing. Oh, my gosh. The things she was wearing. Her jeweled up mic.
Yeah.
I love it all.
She actually changed some outfits for the second night.
Yeah, yeah, of course. So she takes you through her whole career. They say she starts and she does it by albums, like sections of the concert, like all the way to the Tim McGraw stuff, the country stuff. I hope you think my favorite song. Everything else in between, several songs from Lover, and then, you know, all the way to the newest stuff like Antihero. It's me. Hi. 44 songs. She really just gave all she had. And remember, the 1989 tour featured a different special guest almost every night. What's going on with this tour, she says that every night she's going to add one or two unique songs, so no two shows are alike.
But they're still all over 3 hours.
Yes, they are. The Eras Tour is on now.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sadly, I got to tell you about a big loss I had this weekend.
Ouch, Sam, did you have a big weekend? Come on, tell us.
I made a couple pizzas this weekend.
In the cast iron?
Yeah.
That's the way.
Man, I'm just hitting so good at that. I don't mean to break my arm patting myself on the back.
Well, can you, like, invite us over and we could have, like, come on.
You know, I should just bring one up here once, maybe.
Sure.
But, I said, I had a big loss this weekend. I lost out on a silent auction.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Was it like for the kids' school or something?
Yeah, it was. It was for graduation, front row seats at graduation.
Oh, that's right. The twins' school.
Yeah.
And, like, you, they've always done this.
Yeah.
Crazy auction items that are awesome.
Where are you going to have to sit now?
With the regular folk.
Okay, then get it.
I didn't know you could get front row seats at graduation.
They had their big school auction over the weekend.
It's a money-making thing for the school.
So, yeah, I mean, they auction off, in addition to baskets and trips and stuff like that, they auction off, like, first in line for lunch.
That's awesome.
You know, this year she's using the best parking spot, a reserve spot.
Yeah, and you helped her get that, right? Yeah.
And it's great, too, because it's got the school logo and it says reserved for Maddie North.
Oh, my gosh.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Does she get to keep
it? I told her, when the year is over, you better take that sign.
Totally. See, That's a creative way to raise money for a school. Take note, anybody who's in charge of that.
Yeah, you get to be a football player for a day, the principal for a day, different things they auction off.
Clever.
And, you know, Maddie and Parker's mom and I were involved in the only thing left that we needed was the front row at graduation, because everything else was for underclass people. And tried.
You both? Did you guys double team?
She was busy with doing something, but I kept getting updates with her. What's the latest? What's the latest? And I was betting.
Bidding.
I said bidding. I bidding.
Sounds
like, not an addiction.
It seems like betting, but okay.
And yeah, it just got a little rich for my blood. And when I put in the last bid, you know, Murphy, how we like to do that last second. Whoop, I gotcha.
Swoop, swoop in.
Yeah, it didn't really work this time.
I'm so sorry. How many seats would it have been?
A row, which is usually six seats. We still have seats for the rest somewhere else in the congregation.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Okay. You can bring a big air horn.
I
don't think you're supposed to bring those either, Jody.
Yeah, and this is taking place in a church, so probably
never mind.
Not a good idea.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, Meta, meaning Facebook and Instagram, rolling out paid verification service in the U.S. starting soon. You don't have to do this, but you can. If you're a user, you can pay a subscription fee, $12 a month on the web, and then $15 for users if you sign up through iOS or Android. Huh. And it gets you a verified badge, impersonation protection, meaning other people can't hack you, and direct access to customer support, which we should have anyway.
Guaranteed no one's going to hack.
That's what it says. If you are verified, no, you're not getting hacked, and you have these perks.
Yeah.
That's a lot, though, to me. $15 a month for something that's been free for 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Number two, the author of Mean Girls is looking for some compensation.
Regina George is flawless. She has two Fendi purses.
Her name is Rosalind Wiseman. She wrote the book Queen Bees and Wannabes, which Tina Fey took and made the movie out of. Well, she says they keep recycling her work without any additional compensation, so she's seeking some, and lawyers are involved. And number three, it is the first day of spring, and it's also the annual National Cherry Blossom Festival in D.C.
Oh, yeah, all the trees are blooming.
That's right. 3,000 cherry trees were planted there in, like, 1912. And give it a week or so, and D.C.'s blooms and blossoms are going to be incredible. And look for a lot of selfies from people showing up all over the place.
Three things to know today.
We all know that the number one thing stolen off of cars is our catalytic converters.
Right now, yes.
It's happening all over the place every day. My friend Lisa has a friend whose her converter was stolen from her vehicle.
I guess you know it immediately because you crank it up and it's just noisy, huh?
I don't know. Is that what's up?
I mean, it's connected to the muffler. I'm assuming if you take out what's between the muffler and the engine.
Let me tell you a little something. If you Google this, if you have time at work, there are videos all over the place with people like going outside to get in their car, and somebody's under it trying to steal the converter.
Yeah, you slide under, slice it off, and you get out of there.
That's what they do. They make quick work of it. But they've been caught on Ring doorbell cameras and everything.
I mean, I know that there are metals inside of there. It's ironic that the metals that keep it from being a pollutant are the things that are being stolen.
Yeah. Well, okay, so do you want to know the cars that are the most, whatever, targeted?
Yes.
Because they're the number one. Carfax did this study. They've released it. The Ford F-Series truck tops the list for targeted vehicles for the catalytic converters. Maybe they're
because
easy.
Because it's easy to get under.
I would think trucks that are up higher probably are easier.
Ooh.
Than a little tiny coupe. It'd be hard to get under there.
Number two and number three, I would think would be hard to get under. Honda Accords and Toyota Prius.
Oh,
they come in second and third.
Well, and those are cars that are in such mass production. Not that the F-150 is not, but you know what I mean?
They're everywhere.
Accords are usually on some list because just strength in numbers, you know what
you're
I mean?
Right, okay. Yeah. They say it's also the type of car targeted varies depending on which region of the country that you live in. And experts say, be careful where you park your car. Always make it a well-lit area. That's the best things you can do anyway. And you can install catalytic converter theft devices. Did you know that?
No.
Okay, that's Murphy's Father's Day present.
How does that work?
Right there. I don't know. Look it up, I guess. I didn't know they existed either.
So here, I just found it.
It's a, look at the Google.
It's
wow.
called. It's a cat strap is what it's called, Sam, believe it or not. No, it's a strap that goes around your catalytic converter, apparently, uh-huh. and then there's a siren that goes off. With a, it's got an electric sensor and eye, so if somebody
That's
gets
awesome.
Under your car.
Can you write a dirty message on there, too? I don't mean dirty. I'm sorry. I mean, can you write a message saying you can't get my converter?
Yeah, I was going to
say, like, what?
I was going to say,
where
how
are you going with this?
Right, how does obscenity solve this problem?
It just makes you feel good about it.
Murphy handled some hazardous materials over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
Sure did.
I sure did. That's how I celebrated the St. Patrick's weekend. Hazmat. Yeah, you know, there was a hazardous waste disposal day.
Party!
Which, you know, I mean, look, I love it. Any municipality that does this, it's a good thing because, you know, some of this stuff is not stuff that you really want to be throwing into trash barrels.
Or pouring down a drain, yeah.
The truth of the right. matter is that there's quite a bit. There was quite a bit of this stuff to be donated from your dad's house. More than you thought, right?
Yeah, that's exactly where, you know, that's where all the junk came from that I was toting around. The most surprising thing to me, Sam, is they actually took the mercury.
Oh, now, wow.
Yeah, and there was a special lane I had to be in that was just for mercury.
How much mercury was there?
How much mercury was that? Did I bring or how
yes.
much was...
No, that you brought.
I mean, it was basically two things in a Ziploc bag's worth, you know? Yeah.
It was, two vials.
Was pretty good.
That's how you're carting it around, huh?
Yeah. And I should say, I was the only one in that line.
Yeah.
So, but at least that made me feel good. I was worried about that because I wasn't really sure how to get rid of that one. But the other stuff, when I went to my dad's house to pick it up, my brother and sister and I had been gathering this stuff for quite some time now. And so it was all in one area. I knew there were the three boxes I needed to grab, go in, get them, and leave. And when I got there to pick up the three boxes, some of them had pesticides in them. Some of them had...
oil and things like that?
Well, and motor oil was what he had the most of.
Sure.
I was surprised at how much motor oil my dad actually had. In fact, there were three different rooms that had motor oil in them. He apparently would keep the used motor oil. I don't know why.
Unreal.
But
he was breathing all of that potentially, right?
Well, most of it actually was in a shed outside. That's where I found 30 bottles.
Oh!
So,
oh
yeah.
No
30
wonder
quarts,
it
I guess,
you
is what that would be.
The whole
right.
time I was gone to my St. Patty's party, he was doing hazmat.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, look, with the price of gas these days, I probably could have made a mint selling this stuff, you know?
Yes!
But instead, I got rid of it in a safe and responsible manner.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by eBay.
There's been a lot of talk about an upcoming movie because Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are on the screen together again, and Ben Affleck has made this movie, and there's so much buzz about it. And it got rave reviews at the South by Southwest Movie Festival this weekend. It's the story of how Nike got connected with Michael Jordan. It's called Air.
My name's Sonny Vaccaro. I'm with Nike.
Do you typically make it a habit of showing up at people's front doors unannounced?
I don't like to take no for an answer.
Oh, man. Here we go.
It looks incredible. It's like you're back there in the 80s watching this. I'm not kidding. And it's got that real sort of gritty feel, like you're there. Jason Bateman's in this movie. Yeah. Viola Davis is in this movie. And, of course, Ben and Matt. And the word is they reunited. They were there at the festival together. That their chemistry is as alive as ever, those two. Some of the reviews from the few who've screened it at this festival. Entertaining, hilarious, hopeful, the best movie of the year so far.
Oh,
these
really?
Are other people. These are other people who have seen this. And said it. Anyway.
Big kudos for the movie.
I'm sorry, but we got to get through John Wick first.
John Wick is this weekend.
I know.
Air, this movie we're talking about, Air, debuts in theaters April 5th.
Murphy, how many weather apps do you have on your phone?
I have four. Why?
Is that the real number?
One of them measures wind.
Okay, I was wondering why. That's my next question. Why?
Yeah, one of them measures wind. The other's a specialized radar. because I'm that way. One is a stock, you know, weather app like Weather Channel kind of thing. And the fourth one, I don't remember what the fourth one actually does.
But, I mean, is it to compare and contrast every time you use it? Or
I think some of them I've just collected over the years, you know. You know me and app collecting. The wind one is just a different, you know, it's got a different purpose, you know, for different types of storms.
Yeah, windy ones.
You know, and again, this is not an ad for the Weather Channel, but the Weather Channel is the Weather Channel, you know. And then so, and then the radar one to me is just more, it has more accurate options for geeks like me.
Okay.
You know?
Why do you ask, Sam?
And then there's the fourth one that you can't remember.
If his answer was four, he probably has six, honestly, that you forgot. Like, if you went dug in right now, you'd be like, oh, don't you have like 800 or 900 apps on your phone running at all times?
No.
Seems like it.
I have 451.
Oh, big difference.
That's all I've got running right now. Yeah.
Half of that.
How many do you have, Jody? Weather.
One.
Yeah, me too.
One. Because to me, I mean, the one that I have is the one that I like, and I don't feel like I need anything else.
I used to use the Weather Channel one, but it's like every time I turned it on, they were trying to sell me something, so I got rid of it. Just use the one that came with the iPhone.
Well, you know, if you buy premium, you don't get sold stuff, you know? Right, exactly.
Okay.
That's because you've already paid
premium.
So, you know, the only other one that I do have that's kind of weather is the one that tracks flights. And you can do a weather overlay on that so that it, you know what a plane's about to fly through.
The one that tracks flights, or how many do you have that track flights?
Well, I have two of those.
What, just in case?
It's okay. You get to be you. That's what makes you you. 800 apps or 450 or whatever it is.